It always happens that when a man seizes upon a neglected and important idea, that people inflamed with the same notion crop up all around. It's been pointed out that now that we're discussing some of this convention of states, it's becoming more popular. But last week, Captain Chris was mentioning to me that Jesus spoke to his followers using parables. And we need to try to look at how that's affected everybody through the ages, tribal or native or natural Americans were using the oral tradition of storytelling to communicate important ideas and ways of behavior. This isn't only just the natural citizens of this continent, but also in Africa and all over the world. The native tales were used to tell people how to feel about things. Before there was a Delphi technique of telling us how to think about the things that we see on television, the ancient Delphi technique was the storytelling. But the old and ancient ways were maybe a little bit less agenda driven. I'd like to bring up an important story that when I was a child was, I guess, a Walt Disney movie called Br'er Rabbit or Songs of the South was what it was from. And the story that I remember and I've thought a lot about and been using the parable quite a bit was Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby. Now, this story actually combines a couple of ideas or interesting concepts that we need to really think about here in the fifth dimension, because it gives us a way we really need to consider some of these institutions, some of these ways that we think that we need to probably reconsider. The story of Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby was an old Georgia folktale, and I'm going to try to tell it, so bear with me. Well, now, that rascal Br'er Fox hated Br'er Rabbit on account of he was always cutting capers and bossing everyone around. So Br'er Fox decided to capture and kill Br'er Rabbit if it was the last thing he ever did. He thought and he thought until he came up with a plan. He would make a tar baby. Br'er Fox went and got some tar and he mixed it with turpentine and he sculpted it into a figure of a cute little baby. Then he stuck a hat on the tar baby and sat her in the middle of the road. Br'er Fox hid himself in the bushes near the road and he waited and waited for Br'er Rabbit to come along. At long last, he heard someone whistling and chuckling to himself and he knew that was Br'er Rabbit was coming over the hill. As he reached the top, Br'er Rabbit spotted the cute little tar baby. Br'er Rabbit was surprised. He stopped and stared at this strange creature. He'd never seen anything like it before. "Good morning," said Br'er Rabbit, doffing his hat. "Nice weather we're having." Tar baby said nothing. Br'er Fox lay low and grinned an evil grin. Br'er Rabbit tried again. "And how are you feeling this fine day?" Tar baby, she said nothing. Br'er Fox grinned an evil grin and lay low in the bushes. Br'er Rabbit frowned. This strange creature was not very polite. It was beginning to make him mad. said Br'er Rabbit, loudly wondering if Tar Baby were deaf. "I said, how are you this morning?" Tar Baby said nothing. Br'er Fox curled up in a ball, and to hide his laughter, his plan was working. It was working perfectly. "Are you deaf or just rude?" demanded Br'er Rabbit, losing his temper. "I can't stand folks that are stuck up. You take off that hat and say howdy do, or I'm going to give you such a licking." Tar Baby just sat in the middle of the road, looking as cute as a button and saying nothing at all. Bear Fox rolled over and over until the in the bushes, and he was about to bust. He couldn't laugh, though. Says, "I'll learn you," Brer Rabbit yelled. Says, "I'll take swing at the cute little Tar Baby," and when he hit it, his paw got stuck in the tar. "Let me go or I'll hit you again," shouted Brer Rabbit. The Tar Baby, she said nothing. "Fine, be that way," said Brer Rabbit, swinging at the Tar Baby with his free paw. Now both his paws were stuck in the tar, and Brer Fox danced with glee behind the bushes. "I'm going to kick the stuffing out of you," Brer Rabbit said, and pounced on the Tar Baby with both feet. They sank deep into the Tar Baby. Brer Rabbit was so furious, he headbutted the cute little creature until he was completely covered with tar and unable to move. Now, I'm going to stop just a second here because this parable of the Tar Baby seems to fit our federal government to a T. It doesn't pay any attention to us. It's just as cute as a button, though. It looks good up there. But if we try to do anything with that thing, we're consumed by it. We're consumed by the Tar Baby of the federal government. Everywhere, everything that we can do, it absorbs us. If Brer Rabbit hadn't paid it so much attention and just ignored it, he'd be hopping down the road. Well, let's go back. Brer Fox leapt out of the bushes and strode over to Brer Rabbit. Well, what do we have here?" he asked, grinning an evil grin. Brer Rabbit gulped. He was stuck fast. He did fast thinking while Brer Fox rode about on the road, laughing himself sick over Brer Rabbit's dilemma. "I've got you this time, Brer Rabbit," said Brer Fox, jumping up and shaking off the dust. "You've sassed me for the very last time, and now I wonder what I should do with you." And Brer Rabbit's eyes got real large. He said, "Oh, please, Brer Fox, whatever you do, please don't throw me into that briar patch." "Maybe I should roast you over a fire and eat you," mused Brer Fox. "No, that's too much trouble. Maybe I'll just hang you instead." "Roast me, hang me, do what you please," said Brer Rabbit. "Only please, Brer Fox, please don't throw me into the briar patch." "If I'm going to hang you, I'll need some string," said Brer Fox, and don't have any string handy, but the stream's not far away, so I'll just drown you instead." "Oh, drown me, roast me, hang me, do whatever you please," said Brer Rabbit. "Only please, Brer Fox, don't throw me into that briar patch." "The briar patch, eh?" said Brer Fox. "What a wonderful idea. You'll be torn into little pieces." Grabbing up the tar-covered rabbit, Brer Fox swung him in around and around and then flung him in head over heels into the briar patch. Brer Rabbit let out such a scream as he felt that all Brer Fox's fur stood up straight. Brer Rabbit fell into the briar bushes into a crash and mighty thump. Then there was silence. Brer Fox cocked one ear toward the briar patch, listening for whimpers of pain, but he heard nothing. Brer Fox cocked the other ear toward the briar patch, listening for Brer Rabbit's death rattle. He heard nothing. Then Brer Fox heard someone calling his name. He turned around and looked up the hill. Brer Rabbit was sitting on a log, combing the tar out of his fur with a wood chip and looking smug. Says, "I was bred and born in the briar patch, Brer Fox," he called, "born and bred in the briar patch." And Brer Rabbit skipped away as merry as a cricket while Brer Fox ground his teeth in rage and went home. The story is twofold. Brer Rabbit, being a smart and tricky character, convinced the fox that the worst thing, the best torture for him would be just exactly what it was that would give him his freedom. It seems to me that our media seems to rattle the swords, rattle the cages to convince us of all the things that they want us to do. But as it turns out, Brer Rabbit really, had he been paying attention, wouldn't have been in that mess to begin with. He wouldn't have succumbed to the tar baby if he had been paying attention to what the tar baby really was. And that's the way we are right now. If had we been paying attention to what this federal government really was, then we might not have been in the condition that we're in right now. We might not be in this condition as we are now. We're trapped in this tar baby now. We have put our hands in it. We've stuck our head in it. We've got our feet in it. It's consuming us. And the question is that how are we going to be tricky enough to get out of this? Well, our forebears, our people that created this Constitution, this country, saw to it that there was a method for taking us out of this tar baby if it got so big that we couldn't control it. And the only method that's outlined in the Constitution is the Article 5 Convention. It's the Convention of States. Sam, could you play that next clip for me, please, that first one?
Members of the Assembly, I am one of the millions of Americans that are frustrated and concerned with our nation's debt. $20 trillion growing every single day.
What are we going to do for the generations that follow us?
There's only one known treatment.
Our founders were very, very concerned that someday our federal government would get to the point that it is today.
And they left us a way, a tool to intervene, and that's Article 5.
By coming together as state legislatures with our representatives there to discuss proposed amendments.
Imposing fiscal restraints on the federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, and limit the terms of office for its officials and for members of Congress.
To have the people take back the power that the government has taken and becoming too powerful. And to right the balance of power between the branches of government. So we don't have another 30, 40, 50, 100 years to turn these things around. And I do not want to be judged by history as being one who sat idle and let my children's future go by the wayside.
The Congress would never propose amendments that would limit its own power. This is the tool given to us, the state legislatures.
Petition at COSAction.com and get as many of your friends and family to do the same. With your full address, your state legislators will know that you really are their constituents in their district. Our success depends on you. So we're inviting you to be part of history. Let's invoke the constitutional solution that's as big as the problem.
The constitutional solution. When our government's turned into a tar baby, the constitutional solution is for us to convene as states. The constitutional solution is us to restrict this government from this continual insurmountable, completely consuming beast that it's become, the tar baby. We can see how our rights have been surrendered. We can see how our wealth has been surrendered. We can see how our children have been surrendered to this leviathan of beasts. It consumes as it goes. Yesterday, I stopped by the National Cemetery to visit with my dad, and it's alarming that the cemetery is expanding and expanding. There was thousands and thousands of new crypts that were being placed in it. And I think that a few weeks ago or a week or two ago, I was listening to another RBN host, and he was talking about, or one of the callers was talking about the massive expansion of the national cemeteries, and this isn't happening because we're taking advantage of these benefits, but it's happening because they're consuming us and they're planning us as fast as they can. They're consuming us for their own well-being. We've attacked all the countries in the Middle of the East, some surreptitiously, some clandestinely. But what's happening is that we have 177 military bases all over the world. We have a culture that trains warriors now. We don't become soldiers because to defend our country. We become warriors to get a job. We've become totally subservient to this beast that takes away our character, that takes away our self, that becomes the only reason for people to exist nowadays. The media, which is the propaganda arm of our government now, is using the Delphi technique to tell people how to feel or how to think about things, which had we not seen it or heard it on television, probably wouldn't have even thought it. We've got issues that are commonly called hot button issues that divert us from seeing the tar baby for what it is. We're being consumed while we're looking at the stupidity that's on our television, and we become stupid too. Our IQs are being dumbed down to the point where it's really difficult to even have the kind of conversations necessary to keep a country strong anywhere. Most people seem to divert to the buzzwords, to the hype, to the kind of issues that have no real meaning in our culture. There was an argument a few years ago about gay marriage, and a friend of mine was saying, well, gay marriage is something we need to consider. But, you know, even in our culture, no one really paid that much attention to it. But with a little research in the native cultures, all the native cultures really never paid much attention to those issues. There were records of Native Americans that they called it the people with two spirits, and it happened all the time. But the native cultures knew these things. But we've been taught that these are things that need to be addressed more importantly than where our country's wealth is being spent. This is Captain Fribb. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Br'er Rabbit is a collection of stories and tales about a rabbit living on his wits and surviving by tricking his adversaries. The message is that you don't have to be strong to win in a situation. You don't have to have physical strength for survival to get by. And it also teaches us that you don't have to be the strongest to necessarily win. The Native American Nano Bozo was a shape-shifting trickster that used wit to be able to confuse his adversaries to make sure that the humanity would survive and that we would become strong. What we have to do is understand that this tar baby federal government has consumed us, and we have to use our wits. We need to understand that we will not be able to change things through that. And I've got a couple. I think Chris is calling. Is he on the line still, Stan? Well, we're dropping on that line right there. But what I'd like to talk about today is this Constitution has given us the way to get out. We have to use our wits now to make this happen. We have to understand that the federal government is never going to limit any of its powers. It's never going to stop spending money. It's never going to give us anything back that it's got. It's going to continue to put us into foreign wars. It's going to continue to create a culture that our children, without the benefits of military service, will no longer be able to be educated without incurring slave labor debt. We've moved into a culture of a warring nation because our federal government is being controlled by people, entities, whatever you want to call them, that final goal is the enslavement of humanity by debt. And they don't care about us. They don't care about us at all. They feed our children crap that kills them. They inject them from the moment they're born. They don't care about us at all. They hate us, as a matter of fact. We're building highways for the driverless automobiles. I hope we can make a change before they don't need us to at least drive trucks around. But I'd like to open the lines and see if we can get some comments on how we can be tricky enough to let this tar baby go, and so that we can start living as natural citizens of this world again. This is Captain Fred. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. And now Chris is back. Chris, are you still there now?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Yeah, Fred,
yeah, Chris. I'm here. Hey, Chris, I'm sorry we're having problems technically here, but we're going to have to go
it's
to music here.
It's all your fault, Fred.
No, we're going to go to music now. Hold on for a few more minutes, and we'll be back after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No country can be well governed unless its citizens as a body keep religiously before their minds that they are the guardians of the law and that the law officers are only the machinery for its execution, nothing more. Mark Twain knew that in the 1800s. Maybe I can get Chris back. No, Chris keeps dropping on and off. Let's see, Bill in Wisconsin. Are you online still, Bill?
Yeah, could you hear me?
Yeah, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Well, I feel your pain, Captain Fred, on what's going on in the country. There's no question about it that, things are very, very bad. I question, however, this idea of calling a constitution revision by the states. My reason is, on a state level, here in Wisconsin, we have a strongly Republican-controlled Senate and legislature and the governor. But a lot of what they are proposing is not liberty-oriented. Let me give you an example. There is the lieutenant governor. Her husband is in the legislature, and he's concerned about drug use among children and athletes and so forth. So he's coming forward with legislation to set up random testing of all the high school athletes in the state. Now, this obviously is a violation of, the rights of the children and also, of course, their parents.
I think that what we should do is mandate that all of our government be tested for any drugs at all. If they're going to test us, they should be tested too. And that's part of what I'd like to discuss in the Convention of States. We need to have a U2 law in our Constitution so that Congress cannot live or act or pass acts that don't affect them too. But
well, I would agree with you there. However,
wait. Let me say one more point. Part of the of the theme of this show today is of a parable, and Briar Rabbit, when he wanted to convince the fox to throw him to let him loose, what did he tell him to do? He says, "Oh, don't do this to me." And, you know, media has been telling everybody about all these terrible things that will happen if we have a state constitution. In other words, they're saying, oh, please, don't do this. I think that we need to disregard what you're hearing from most of the media, because that's the tar baby you're getting this information from, Bill. And I'd like to continue talking about this with you, but Chris has been trying to get on the phone here with us now for about the last 30 minutes to talk more about the Convention of States. I appreciate your call there, Bill, I want to go ahead and get back to Chris. Call me back again sometime soon. Chris, are you on the line?
I hope so.
Oh, there you are. That sounds pretty good now. Well, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't want to stop you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to catch up from last week because we talked about two things last week, and they've come to pass this week, and they're related. One of them was the idea that when Donald Trump said that he had been wiretapped, he was using the wrong words. And I think that we described what the process was before the Nunes, or whatever the guy's name is, who came out from the Intelligence Committee. The intelligence community intercepts as a routine matter foreign diplomats. And if they're talking with American citizens, we talked about this last week, they will routinely intercept who it is that the foreign diplomats are talking to. We talked about this. When Trump said wiretap, Comey says, I don't have a wiretap, because that's a whole different standard and a whole different system of agencies. This is all related to draining the swamp, by the way. So what happens is, we find out, yeah, that's in fact what happened. What happened is, the intelligence community is listening to foreign diplomats, foreign spies, people that they don't wiretap in this country. They intercept communications maybe from some overseas place, and there's no law that prohibits that. In fact, if they're spies, we probably think it's a good idea.
We already know they're listening to everything.
Well, no, what they're doing, Fred, they're not listening to everything.
Well,
they're recording. That's different. And the thing is, they're supposed to get authority to go listen to the things that they captured. But here's the difference. When they're, say Trump talks, and we talked about this last week, Trump listens to, or rather, Trump is on the phone, he's talking to congratulations from the president of Taiwan. As a routine matter, the security agencies are listening to that. That's before he's president. But he's there. They're intercepting his conversation as well. They're not supposed to release that. And I'm going to bring this back to draining the swamp. What happens in all of this is that with your taxpayer money, and your government machinery, people who are politically disposed, and when I say politically, I mean party politically disposed, not policy politically disposed, party politically disposed, they release the information of American citizens that's not supposed to be released. These people are supposed to be, or at least their identity and what they're doing is supposed to be kept secret as a matter of national security. People in the prior administration released that information. They released that information for political purposes. And I say that as party political purposes. And there are people in the administration today who were prior administrative appointees, and they were looking to hamstring the president. Now, listen, I'm not a Trump fan, but I can tell you this. It doesn't make any difference what political party did this, whether Republicans or Democrats or whatever. It turns out that people with my tax money broke the law and used the government machinery I paid for so that they could hamstring an opposing political party. That's one issue. Let me get to the other issue that happened on this vote on Obamacare. The Democrats maintained lockstep. They know that the health care bill that they passed under Obama is going to crater. It's going to collapse. People are going to be left in trouble. They would rather be able to blame the opposition party. They would rather blame the opposition party than fix the circumstances so that people aren't hurt. Now, when you go back and you look at this, and you go add to that, there's a faction of the Republican Party that had their own, like, power-grabbing agenda, and here's what you get. You get people who are clearly involved in their own party political ends, and those party political ends to them are more important than the law. They're more important than the fact that they're using our tax money to sponsor an attack on an opposing political party in violation of the law, and they're willing to sit down like a cow in the middle of the road and block progress so that to no end other than to aggrandize their own power. When we talked last week about getting rid of alligators in the swamp, this is the problem. It doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because they both pulled the same stunt this week. They both disadvantaged the interests of the American people to maximize their own political agenda. And it ain't what we need. They don't give a snot about us. They care about themselves. End of story. And what happens here is we need to drain the swamp. We don't need to change alligators. And you can tell right now, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican alligators, whether they're blue or they're red. The point is, look at what happened. Blue alligators in the... It turns out that they're in the administration. These people are in the administrative branch. They hamstring the president. They try to embarrass him to forward their own party political ends. People within the legislative branch, they do the same thing. They're different parties, but they're doing it for the same reason.
It's the tar baby. You know,
what it is, Fred, is we've got to drain the swamp. It doesn't make any difference. If Trump had, and I hope someone gives
this
to Trump.
We can't do it. Chris, we can't do it through this government. They will not let us do it.
Absolutely. There's a stopgap measure. If Donald Trump, and people keep underestimating this guy, and I don't even like him, but they keep underestimating him. If he were to step back and say, listen, here's what the problem is, just like we're talking about. This isn't Republican versus Democrat. I ran as a Republican. I think it's, you know, that was the political party. I took a pledge. I stuck to the pledge. I represented the party. But here's what. When the party refuses to serve the people, I refuse to serve the party. And I'm forming a third political party. And all of you clowns out there who, like, tried to grab power, guess what? My next move is, because I'm going to be here for 4 years, and you may not be here after 2 years. I'm going to the people, and you should have a fireside chat and say, this is what the problem is. And if necessary, I'm forming a third political party, and all of you never-Trumpers, all of you people who, like, sat down in the middle of the road to block the interests of the American public, guess what? I am actively going to make sure that you people don't get elected. I don't care what your party is. By the way, you Democrats, you threw the population to the wolves so that you could blame the other party. The fact that people were being thrown to the wolves doesn't matter. You just want to be able to blame it on someone else. When it's your Obamacare that produced the problem in the first instance. But you want to be able to blame that on someone else because that's your political agenda. It's Chris, insane. It's just
Chris,
insane.
You know, I continually quote Mark Twain, but he said, the government of my country snubs honest simplicity but fondles artistic villainy. And I think I might have developed into a very capable pickpocket if I'd remained in public service a year or two. Well, that's 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The founders of our country gave us Article 5 so that we could somehow control this federal government that's turned into an all-consuming, I call it the tar baby government, because it sucks us in and it eats us and consumes us. Chris, would you hang on? I've got one more caller, and I think it's Pat from Fort Worth that called in last week. Pat, are you there?
Yeah.
Pat, how are you doing today?
Hold my time again. Okay. Did you read the Liberty Amendments by Mark Levine?
You know what? I did read part of it. I think that Mark Levine is one of the people who sound for the mainstream media, as a matter of fact. I think that there's a lot of confusion. If you see anything that comes across mainstream media, you might consider the source.
He's a number one for the a convention of states. He's probably the one who started it with that book. Anyway,
Pat, for people who haven't read it, please just briefly describe what you're talking about.
Well, I just think people should read it because you have to be real careful when you talk about freedom of speech, you know, like the last gentleman was talking about there as far as, I don't know what drain the swamp means constitutionally, but we have an issue here in Texas that has to do with some particular schools have a prayer room that they let any religion go in and pray. And,
If you get your information from any of the mainstream media, it has to be colored so that it works to their benefit. It's part of the tar baby. It sucks everything in.
I don't have TV. I don't have really internet, so I'm limited on how much of it I can get.
That's probably the reason you sound so well. You sound like a well-educated person.
We have pretty good radio here, conservative in Texas, pretty good, you know. But the issue here in Texas is that prayer room, and one of the more conservative liberty-loving organizations here has said in the paper today that it's allowable, because one thing you can't do is suppress. You can't force religion on somebody, and you can't suppress their religion. And
unfortunately, let me interrupt you a second, because it's interesting that you speak about this case, because I was speaking with another gentleman about the NFL quarterback that, instead of standing for the flag, he
Kaepernick
kneeled.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, whatever his name. But the point that I was making to a friend of mine is that it seems like, in my distant memory, that before we played the national anthem, we used to have a prayer before football, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We had prayer in school. And so now we have a gentleman that drops to his knee, which is, in my mind, is a form of prayer. He drops to his knee during this thing, and he's criticized, and he can't get a job now. So what does that mean?
I mean, if he wanted to sue, maybe he could sue over suppression of his religious speech.
Sure.
And you can do what you want to do that way, but the point is that once you start suppressing, you start saying the other party cannot be accused of anything. It's getting to where when Trump accuses somebody, he's usually, there's smoke somewhere. I mean, that smoke, and there's probably some fire. So, I heard Alex Jones talking about it last night. So, you can't suppress any, I don't know what drain the swamp constitutionally. Why would it have to do with that?
Chris, would you like to... wait a second,
Pat.
Chris has some ideas about that.
Let me explain what this is, Pat, what the term is. You know, Trump talks like someone who's at a bowling alley in Queens. He doesn't speak with that kind of Washington ease, parse the, you know, your definition of is, kind of word game things that you heard from administrations past. What I understand him to mean, and what I mean when I say that, is this, is that there are a host of problems, and the problems are generated by the environment. You can't go into the environment and try to micro fix little things in the environment. You have got to change the nature of the environment. When Trump talks about draining the swamp, he's suggesting that there is a hostile, pernicious environment. And the way you fix that is not to go in and try to spray for mosquitoes and try to, you know, catch the alligators and you know, and do it like a piece by piece. What you have to do is you have to take the environment off the table. And the environment that we're talking about is this. Bill Clinton went to Washington, and if I recall correctly, the highest paying job he ever had was $55,000 a year. And when he and his wife left office, she claimed they were dead broke. 10, 15 years later, the guy's worth $100 million.
Right.
We got music coming in. Can you both hold to the backside of this break? This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be back in a minute.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
some technical problems here. Chris, are you still with me there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry.
If we're on.
You're on. I believe we're on now.
Okay. But Pat, to continue here, Bill Clinton was a $55,000 a year guy, and now he and his wife are worth $250 million with a B dollars by some.
You can pass the amendment. Hang on, Pat.
You asked what the definition. What do I'm talking about draining the swamp? And I'm trying to explain this.
Well,
here's how this works.
Put it on the table.
Do you know that when she lost the bid for president, her first option, Hillary's first option for a new job, was to be president of the World Bank, and she passed that up to become Secretary of State. And it's in this process that the Clinton Foundation made, and we really don't even know, but tens and, you know, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. And if you ask 10 people what Bill Clinton did for a living during that time period, you won't get two people say anything, you know, and the people who do respond say it was influence peddling. But the point is this, the structures that exist there, where a person goes into an office like Secretary of State, goes in, quote, and I'm using her terms, dead broke, comes out $250 million later. $250 million later. What is going on here? And what is going on is the behaviors that are in the swamp. When Trump talks about draining the swamp, what he's saying is you can't change those behaviors. It's like trying to get mosquitoes to stop biting you.
I thought he meant just defund it. You know, that's been a trick for a long time, defund things. But
when you're talking about defunding things, that's a budgetary issue. In other words, are we going to give money to this program or that program? Let me do it, a Democrat, Republican. Are we going to give money to the inner cities through the Democrat machinery so that we can pay off and give jobs, wink, wink, programs to inner city people who will get out to vote for us? Or what are we going to do is what we're going to give tax breaks to those contributors who will put money into the campaigns of Republicans. That's the questions about if you want to reduce spending or taxes. That's all malarkey. It isn't draining the swamp. What it is deciding where you're going to put the deck chairs on the Titanic.
This has been a really great show today, Chris. We hear music now. We're going to have to carry this on next week. Till next week, this is Captain Fred. We'll be back.
Cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.